Please join me in welcoming the Andre Roy Trio.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Eyes and Ears, broadcasting live shows around campus and around the city of Guelph. We have Andre Roy here with us today. He just finished a performance in the McKinnon Performance Hall. How's it going?
Hi there. Hi. Good to be here. We had a good time performing today, and thanks for having me today here on the radio.
Great. Thanks for being here. Do you mind telling us a little bit about the latest record you put out?
I just put out a CD titled Dark Bright with two wonderful musicians, Vito Rezza on drums and George Kohler on upright bass. And this band has been working on this original material. It's all original for about 7 years. We've been playing together now. And but Vito's been more like 4 or 5 years. And so we just kind of waited till the right moment for the chemistry of the players. And the music spans from recent material and tunes that are 10 years old. And we recorded at a wonderful studio in Toronto, Canterbury Studios. And we're really proud of it. And we just launched it last November at Hughes Room.
Oh, great.
And we're just pushing now for festivals and trying to promote it and for clubs and, you know, performances. Yeah, we're just looking for venues.
Cool.
Yeah.
Do you know the name of the producer?
Well, George Kohler, the bass player, is the producer.
Oh, he produced it.
Yeah,
great.
George is a very active producer in the Toronto scene. And we, as I said, we started playing about 7 years ago, and we built up a plan to get this CD happening. And we got a nice support from the Ontario Arts Council to put it forth. And then, of course, I put a lot of my own finances to make it happen.
Awesome. So you mentioned Vito was playing on it. Do you play with Vito a lot?
Yeah, we do. I mean, he's my drummer. And mind you, I've performed with a lot of bass players and a lot of drummers in Toronto, a long list of people. But we have a great connection. Yeah.
Great. And you mentioned you're going to be putting out another CD in the spring. Are you going to be recording at the same studio?
I think no. While it's wonderful studios, for me, it's the idea of finding new experiences elsewhere.
Right.
I haven't chosen the spot yet. I think I would almost go, I'm almost tempted to go like in a cabin somewhere.
Oh, cool.
In the forest, you know, by the lake and just kind of chill out and have kind of a free rein on the schedule and not have a clock.
Yeah.
You know,
just, that was nice.
Yeah, pushing you in regards to getting things right. So, but what happens is that I have such a backlog of compositions. I have, you know, 2-3 CDs worth of music. And I keep composing, and I almost have to stop because it becomes almost a burden to try and keep that material alive.
Right.
And then there's the frustration of not putting it out. So
yeah.
But I still compose.
Yeah, it seems it's great to have a vault of things you could pick out at any point if you want to pick up an old tune.
It's a treasure trove. That's how George Kohler calls it, a treasure trove of compositions.
And do you think you're going to be recording with the same band for this upcoming release?
The chances are that it would be somebody different is pretty small.
Right, okay. So you'll be playing with Vito again?
This afternoon we played with Vito, but we had John Maharaj on upright bass, the wonderful John Maharaj, and George could not be available today. Mm-hmm. We do have a very strong, coherent unit with George and Vito, but John is also a very active member of the unit, so you always need backup. So George was performing with Holly Cole,
okay,
and so he got up on a tour, and so he had to go. So
yeah, but you're thinking of having him produce this next release as well?
That's a good perspective. I very much enjoyed the process with George and Vito, and of George producing, and they both have been very supportive, and you know, both as friends and musicians. And guides, if you want. Mm-hmm. But I think as far as production, I would maybe try go another route. And I'm thinking to have somebody who's very guitar-oriented.
Okay.
Somebody who tweaks sounds of guitar, who can really get into the different guitar styles and the different guitar tones and sensitivities, and leave George just to performing and not have those double duties on his shoulders.
Yeah.
So I think the dynamic of that could create a very interesting vibe.
that's always interesting when the performer is the producer as well. So they're kind of running back and forth between the playing room and the control room. I mean, I just heard about how Stevie Wonder produced and recorded. Sorry, he produced and played on most of his records. So he was, and played like multiple instruments on many of his records. So it's always interesting.
And it's ain't bad when he does it.
No, it's wonderful. I just want to ask you a little bit about your background in music. Where did you study?
I guess the I studied a few places. Ultimately, I think I'm mostly a self-taught musician. I joke often with Vito that I'm a blue-collar guitar player. And that is my background. I'm from Montreal. I'm Quebecois and come from a hardworking family. I'm the only musician in the family. And for me, it was, not a struggle, but I had to really fight to be a musician. So... And the cost of education being what it is, which you probably know something about, wasn't easily accessible to me. So for me, the great educator were records.
Right.
So recordings was a really, really big part of my musical upbringing. And my eldest brother, Gilles, who's not with us anymore, but he was a huge jazz fan. And so he would bring me to clubs, and I was underage. I was like 10 and 12, and he would bring me to the Esquire Show Bar, the famous Esquire Show Bar in Montreal.
Wow.
And he would tip the doorman, and they would let me in. And of course, there was all kinds of seedy people hanging around, and I would see people like Larry Coryell and Rosson Roland Kirk and those kinds of people. And so Gilles was instrumental in making me a musician and a jazz musician. And Dark Bright is actually dedicated to my brother.
Okay.
And also a wonderful CBC jazz broadcaster, which my memory fails me, Len Dobbin. There you go.
Okay.
Len Dobbin is legendary. And Len was such a great supporter of local talent. So he played my first recording on CBC. But in regards to where I studied at McGill. I did a minor in jazz there.
Oh, cool.
And then I got a grant from the County Council to study at Berkeley. So I did a year and a half there. So what happened with these studies is it organized my knowledge and, of course, gave me more information and I acquired greater appreciation of arranging and chord construction and altering chords and scales and all that and everything. So, but what I knew, it allowed to organize it in my mind. And not being an extremely proficient sight reader, it helped my reading. And but I can decipher anything. Mm-hmm. What was a very interesting and important classroom was taking calligraphy.
And oh, cool.
Because I love writing charts. Mm-hmm. So right now with the technology today, you can just go on your computer and write the charts. But it's not the same. It's not as human as Cork would say. And I spend a lot of time writing charts and, with a coffee and spend my time doing that.
Great. Let's go now to the first part of the live performance. You are listening to the Eyes, the Ears, and I on CFRU 93.3.
Thank you.
That was the title track of our CD, Dark Bright. We'd like to move on to Place d'Azur, a French tune, but without no lyrics. And Place d'Azur is a place that's very turquoise and tropical, but it's very, very far, very deep. Takes 50 hours of plane, one day on car, a hike through the woods, and then you finally arrive there. So, Place d'Azur. Thank you. Thank you so much. At La Contrebasse today we have the wonderful John Maharaj. And celebrating recently 50 years of drumming in Toronto and North America, the amazing Vito Rizzo.
Thank you.
Johnny, is that okay? The intro will swing at the melody, usual groove.
Okay.
Is that right?
Sure.
All right, well, another French tune, but it's not, for those of you who don't know, I'm from Montreal originally. And been in Toronto for quite some time now. So I can say that I've spent half of my life as a Quebecois and half of my life as a Torontonian. So I tend to put French titles in my songs so people know a little bit more about me. And this one is used to be a chant at the original inception of writing. And I had made some chant sound lyrics, invented them, they have no meaning. So I kept the title, it became an instrumental. So, Lan Lida Dobe.
Doesn't mean anything.
Charts.
Yeah. Cool. I spend a lot of time doing that, and it's a nice Zen.
Yeah,
it's twofold. It's a chore and a Zen activity at the same time.
Yeah, there's definitely some, you can find some joy in
satisfaction
in the process of getting it all down on paper.
Mm-hmm.
It takes a while, huh?
It's long, but yeah. It's good.
Mm-hmm. And I noticed you had some, you were playing some Latin tunes or had some Latin feel in some of your tunes. What kind of Latin background do you have or influence?
Well, I think, you know, the whole jazz thing is influenced by all music.
Yeah.
No particular Latin exploration on my end, except, you know, every other jazz tune is a Latin tune, so
yeah, okay.
You know,
so you just grew up playing
standards. We get introduced to the whole Joe Beam thing earlier on, and then you get into Astor Piazzolla, the famous Argentine tango composer, another incredible, crazy giant master. So I, you know, the whole lot, it's just a feel that you can't avoid if you're playing jazz.
Right.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah, I know Dizzy Gillespie was very much into the Latin thing as well as swing and bebop. So, I mean, do you draw influence from Dizzy at all or from bebop?
I do. Now, I don't consider myself a bebop player. And it's a feel that I would certainly in another lifetime concentrate 110% on, but I've concentrated big time on it. I mean, you know, I know a whole bunch of standards and a whole bunch of bebop tunes, and I have a huge book of standards, a huge book of originals, a huge book of vocals and that I do. And I didn't sing today. I was almost planning on it. I was planning
on singing a little bit.
Well, I came close to singing a French tune. Which I do in a kind of a jazzy way, but we just ran out of time.
I remember you were singing a little bit, just a little melody while during one of the bass solos.
The song Hommage à Sonny Greenwich.
Right.
It's a melody that I sing behind the bass player's solo.
Right.
And that's the extent of my singing today. But yeah, I'm a full fledged singer. It's half
cool.
of what I do.
Cool.
You are listening to the Eyes and Ears and I on CFRU 93.3.
Well, as promised, is another dedication. This is another guitarist, Sonny Greenwich, a big influence on the jazz scene here in Canada, mostly in Montreal. And really, he played with Miles Davis, so his reach is far and wide. What a very unique spiritual music voice. So here's Hommage à Sonny Greenwich.
Do you?
to close off this set and thank you warmly for being with us today. One last applause for Mr. John Maharaj and Mr. Vito Rezza. My name is Andre Roy, this is the Andre Roy Trio, and here we go with a song from our next album, A Touch of Spain.
So do you usually do all of your arrangements in a similar way, or do you like to switch them up in terms of the structure of your arrangements?
In regards to the tunes, for instance, we played today?
Yeah, because I noticed they were all in a similar style or a similar structure. Like it was, there were a lot of solo guitar intros, and then everyone would come in and sort of go around taking their solo.
Sure. No, good question. As you know, it one thing that I get told or mentioned about is that I never play my songs the same.
Cool.
But one thing that tends to happen a lot is I tend to introduce the song by starting solo on guitar, you know, if to give an impression, and just I set up the tune,
yeah,
and then the rest of the band comes in. But that's not always, you know. So for instance, Dark Bright, the main song of the CD, has a 19-bar solo guitar intro. Sometimes I play it, sometimes I don't. I played it today, and tempo changes, cueing solos changes. Sometimes I give the bass player a solo, sometimes I don't. Sometimes I'll give Vito like 3 choruses of solo, sometimes he just gets half.
Yeah.
And really it's just a feel thing, and that allows the music to remain fresh. And conversely, the musicians do the same thing to me, because here I am, you know, doing something, playing the feel, and then all of a sudden Vito just changes the feel, and he's throwing this weird thing behind us.
Yeah, I noticed that.
And it's just like we are on another planet all of a sudden for about like 30 seconds.
Yeah, you guys are just struggling to keep up or get on the same page or on the same note.
Yeah, Vito is an incredible master of the drums. And as I mentioned during the show, he is celebrating 50 years of drumming in Toronto and North America.
Right, he had that on his his kick drum head. He was a little pleased about that.
He just celebrated a big concert at the Phoenix Theater.
Oh, great.
About 2 weeks ago, and it was an evening of all the musicians and artists that he's played with that came on stage. It was a big show.
Right, and he was upset that he forgot to switch his head. He was like, oh, that's so cheesy.
No, not at all. I'm glad he kept it. But now apparently he's got to put a drum head on his bass drum that says the André Roy Trio.
Yeah.
So he says he's got it going, so cool.
Cool. Well, thanks so much, André. It's been a pleasure.
A real pleasure, Corey. Thanks for
coming to play for us today as well. That was
my
wonderful.
My pleasure, and thanks for everybody that came to the show today and listening so attentively.
Yeah, that was great. And are you guys going to be playing anytime soon? You mentioned you're not too familiar with details of the schedule, but is there any show you'd like to promote on here?
I wish I could, but I can't even think of any dates right now. There are some, but it's just I can't remember where I was yesterday,
right.
And what's happening tomorrow. So I should have came prepared, because I didn't know we were going to do an interview today. So.
Well, thanks so much for being here. It was great.
Cheers.
All cheers.
Right. You are listening to the Eyes, the Ears, and I on CFRU 93.3. Thank you.
Bye.
This has been another edition of Eyes and Ears, your source of live music around town and around the University of Guelph. Thanks for tuning in. I'm your host, Corey Cosman. We'll see you next time.
You are listening to the Eyes and Ears and I on CFRU 93.3.